This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joined now by Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, my understanding is you are not totally out of social media now. Is that correct?
Right. I guess I joined Facebook again.
Yeah.
If that's how you do it. But real simple, S-Dave-Harrington, on Facebook. I'm wearing an orange ball cap. Can't miss me. But
that's in case anybody mistakes you for a deer or something like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But primarily, it's so people can find me easily in a crowd.
Gotcha.
On the range, but
now, I'm curious because you went into that self-imposed blackout there, and
right.
So, were you done with the blackout, I guess?
Well, evidently, bro. But I'm not. It's not like I'm going to go whole hog on it,
Right.
Not after having come to understand how much time you can wind up putting into it,
Right.
Or distract. Not necessarily putting, time in, but distracting me from getting other things done. It's amazing. But I've just enjoyed having the time to do things that need to be done. And if giving up social media is the ticket, I'm riding that train.
Gotcha. So, totally get that. I do indeed. So today we're talking.
Go ahead.
Well, right now we're looking at things, and you've been refining the stuff that I'm going to start training on as far as manipulating the gun, handling the gun, those kind of things. The question I have to ask, though, is, and you brought this up, or I brought it up, but talking about the different circumstances you'll find yourself in carrying a gun. And you asked a very good question to begin with, because like everything's going to be different from time to time. Sometimes you'll be in a situation where whatever you're wearing, you could conceal a baseball bat.
Right.
And sometimes you're going to be dressed to where you couldn't conceal an ink pen. So I would imagine the conscientious concealed carrier has to take a whole bunch of things into consideration. And I just wanted to.
Well, if you're going
to
have any kind of quality of life, of course, you need to be able to adjust. It's not like I'll give you an example before I even touch your question. Look at this perspective. Now, based on the gun rig that I enjoy wearing and right. I feel confident with. Most people, your average bear would call it excessive, and that's okay. This is America. I'm going to carry what I feel is necessary to counter whatever violent set of circumstances I may wind up in. But the issue is I have the background, the knowledge, and the skill to do so.
Right.
That's the difference. I'm not suggesting you know, people go out and they wear their war kit day in and day out. That's out. But, yeah, you certainly have to have, I would describe as a selection of firearms to fit the different environments you're going to find yourself in.
Right.
But coming back on task with that unique perspective that that I mentioned at the very beginning, think about this. Even wearing an S-Dave rig, if I have to go somewhere that I feel requires me to wear a rig of that type, the question is, why am I, what am I doing there in the first place? Why am I going there? You know what I mean?
I do. And that's where, and that's the big question, isn't it?
There's got to be a reason. So anyway, but you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
As long as I think it's well within, you know, our constitutional rights to carry and defend ourselves with whatever we, the people or the individual, see, think, and feel about what they need to protect themselves.
Right.
From real or imagined foes. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just like, what is the best pistol out there? Can you name one?
Whichever one I can, right?
Yeah, the one that's in your hand.
Yeah.
That's the best gun on the face of the planet when you find yourself in a violent situation.
Indeed.
Anyway, it's all perspective, man, and it depends. A lot of things depend on where you're at, you know, what you know, what you understand. But more importantly, are you switched on enough to be able to solve problems with what you know and understand? You know, or do you find yourself, you know, bogged down in problems you can't seem, you know, that seem insurmountable?
Right. So. Well, my first question would be here is, like, in these circumstances, so let's presume that you find yourself in a position where you are, you know, you're not going to be carrying a full S-Dave rig. You understand why you're going there, but there's some restriction on clothing or something about, you know, you just don't want to be showing that you're carrying a full S-Dave rig. So now
can I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
I'm carrying a Ruger 380 LCP.
Right.
In my right pants pocket. Holsterless. Fully loaded, but holsterless.
Right. Dead chamber?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, chambered round.
Dead trigger?
Negative. It doesn't have... Dude, you've only got 7 shots.
Right.
In that thing.
Right.
And I want all of them.
I gotcha.
So, yes, I carry it with a chambered cartridge.
Understood.
But it seems to be... You know, and the ammunition I'm using, of course, is Peacock Junior's Defiant Munitions 380.
Right.
Which is outstanding, by the way. Kudos to Pete. But, yeah, the thing is, you have to also look at, in respect to your weapons of choice, to fit the environment.
Right.
See, I may go from an S-Dave rig supporting a Glock 45 in 9mm.
Right.
And with 20 round capacity to start in the gun versus, you know, a pocket 380 with 7 shots. Now dig this.
Before I dig this, hang on right there because we're coming up on the first break. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, picking his brain for the combat pistol craft segment of the day. By the way, you're big in South Carolina in the listening area on WORD because they pick up this hour and play it. And you got a big fan following in the upstate of South Carolina.
Just very cool. Hello, South Carolina people.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were just talking about you and your segue from a full size Glock 45 to the Ruger LCP. What instance would you be segueing into that?
Well, the point that I was trying to make is the simple fact that look at the type of gear that you're carrying and what it allows you to do, or more importantly, maybe not be able to do. You know, is it a benefit? It may be beneficial in this respect, but severely hamper your ability to employ it. For example, the reason I brought up the waist carried G45 against a pocket 380 LCP is I can pretty much shoot, move, and communicate with a G45 because I'm geared up for that.
Right.
But the LCP in my pocket is going to require a contact headshot. So what do I have to do in respect to solving that tactical problem if that is the best solution, but it's all I've got to choose from? You understand what I mean?
I do.
These are the types of things that you seriously need to take into consideration and not just, you know, oh, there's this crank and you see this in my pocket. Big deal. People don't have x-ray vision. You might have a gun in your pocket, but it's concealed, you know, so to speak. I don't know. Maybe I'm walking a fine line, but if it's covered up, it's covered up. You know, I don't care if people know I'm carrying a gun or not. I don't think it has any influence on how they interact with me or I interact with them. You know, it's just I believe in exercising my rights to self-protection and the protection of others that need it, if or when it even occurs. You know what I mean?
I do.
Anyway.
Well, you know, that's fine. All of that stuff.
I kind of took off on that point.
On a tangent there, though. That's okay.
Yeah, but still, it's, you know, when you have to, you have to recognize the fact that what is the critical point that you are going to be held responsible to be responsible for yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And make the kind of decisions that are going to need to be made and survive it. So the fact of the matter is the way forensics are today, and let alone forensics, but I believe I just heard, don't hold me to this, dude, but I believe I just heard you're on video, different video, up to 80 different times a day somewhere as you move around.
Yeah.
I'm certainly sure it depends on
video
where you
surveillance,
live.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, geez, dude. I just don't understand how they can throw stats like that out there and people get away with so much crime.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? The reason I was asking, that, though, is that, so the other day I was at an event for the radio station I work for, right? And I was filming, and I was carrying a Staccato, because my gun's still in the shop, my .45 is still in the shop. So I'm carrying a Staccato, I was carrying a C2, it's a small gun and everything else. But as I was moving around, I'm filming and everything, I'm trying to get angles and all this other stuff and get in the right positions and all these other things. And I was just thinking how nice it would be to have a slightly smaller gun.
Right.
To do that kind of thing in, which you don't do that, I understand that. I do. So I'm trying to figure out what that alternative might be.
That is going to totally rest on you.
Well, what do you think about the 48, the Glock 48 and the Glock 43X? Or have you ever messed with those?
Well, yes. I mean, they're fine for what they are.
Right.
As long as they're used for what they were built for.
Right.
They're perfect. They're a niche gun for Glock.
Right.
And excuse me, as a matter of fact, I have I have a 48. I don't have the 43, but I do have a 48. And I do enjoy shooting it. The problem is, for me, it's a, let me just say that the gun has designated responsibilities.
Right.
It's in use.
Right.
It's in use. And it'll be there if I ever need to have a firearm there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I do, you know, like the simple fact that there's nine millimeter, but, it's a niche gun. It's very well done. Very well done. The, I believe, don't hold me to this, but I believe those specific pistols were born out of the necessity to provide a frame size amenable to female hands in the majority of the law enforcement organizations out there and stuff like that. And they did it extremely well.
Right.
Now, yes, they had to sacrifice capacity, but at the same time, the female's hit probability went up 100%.
Right.
Because they were working with a gun they're physically comfortable with.
Right.
All that's huge, man. All that's important.
Well, I got a couple. I got one more gun to ask you about, but I'm going to ask you about that in the third segment, because we're coming up on the end of this one. Now, I want to make a statement as we head into this with Super Dave from Combat Speed LLC. This is a guy that he trains to fight with handguns a lot, and I mean I've got some of his syllabus here, and the detail he goes into tells me that any one of his students that actually do this, they're going to be very good with the gun. So this is. I'm attempting to bring to you this inner game, this inner thought pattern of what it means to be a gunfighter in the world today. And Super Dave is the one to bring it to you. And now Super Dave is back on Facebook as Dave Harrington. If you want,
yeah. But how much time do we have, man?
We got about 30 seconds now.
That's enough time for me to bust you out, bro.
Well, no, it isn't, because we're heading into the break. You bust me out in the next segment.
All right, I'll get you right up front, dude.
You get me right up front all you like. That's fine. That's why I say what I say. So you might just do that. It's a learning thing. I'm trying to stimulate my own learning curve, okay? That's
right,
all I'm
right,
trying
right.
to do.
I get it.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Well, you're fixing to learn something.
Okay,
right?
I'm fixing to get learned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. Following his removal as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy is expected to step down from the House. That's according to reports from Politico and CNN. The California Republican intends to remain in his position until at least the upcoming speakership election scheduled for next week. President Biden patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealed that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
The unemployment rate has consistently held below 4%. United Auto Workers leader Sean Fain reports progress in negotiations with General Motors. In an update Friday, he mentioned GM's significant strides in the bargaining process, stating they've surged ahead of the competition. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
All right, welcome back. When last I left you, I just said something inadvertently without knowing it, and now I'm about to get learned by Super Dave Harrington. So please begin learning me because I got a question to ask. Go.
Here we go, dude. You know that stuff that I sent you?
Yes.
You weren't supposed to mention that to anybody, man.
You told me I could do that the other day, though.
No.
Okay.
You could mention it to other people if you were going to get them to work with you. But not like public knowledge. But that's cool that you did, because you already threw it out there now.
Well, I presume that this stuff that, you know, I didn't mention it in detail. I just gave it sort of an overview glance over for everybody listening. And I presume that's something that you show to a certain degree, or that you expect to a certain degree. So it really just depends on which class, I guess, you're teaching.
Yeah, but you hit a few key nodes, man, because I have to tell that now.
Oh.
See, this is not a program. I'm planning on using this. Here's why I don't mind, dude. I'm planning on running this program up in Maine in December.
Right.
That's why it's written as S. Dave's video script.
Right.
And as detailed as I get throughout the document, the cool thing about it is any knowledge-based piece of information has an actual dry fire, no fire, live fire type of exercise provided for you.
Right.
That you can, what I ultimately hope to do is run it as a program, and because of the complexity of the exercise structure, provide a workbook copy of the exercises upon completion of the program. Because the bottom line is, even though it's very well written and detailed and laid out, it's, I as a person that's just going to pick up a two-dimensional product and read it and then turn around and get it, I don't believe that's going to happen.
Right.
You're going to have to have guidance with this program. And the other thing I'd like to expand on, if you notice, there is not one shred or mention of marksmanship throughout the program. It's not a learn how to shoot program. I fully expect you to know how to shoot.
Right.
When you get there, your job is to hit the target. That's where we're going to start first. And then we're going to go from there. But here's the cool thing, man. I know it sounds a little harsh, but that's just me. Dig it.
Yeah.
The natural progression of the program, focusing on the right side, left side of the body.
Right.
And the overall physical coordination, and, of course, the detailed explanations and demonstrations that are going to be required to perform the actions well. It's no joke, dude. You're going to have the exercise, basically the exercise syllabus, to remember how to do it.
Right. Well, I can tell that, yeah.
Yeah. But, well, since you brought it up, dude, how far into it have you gotten?
Well, the one that I printed out, you told me to throw away. I've just got the printer fixed.
Oh, you didn't get the other one?
No, I've got the other one. I just haven't been able to print it out because I had some things change in the internet setup, and I had to get the printer back online, all that nonsensical stuff that I just can't stand when this thing happens.
That's what?
But I did actually get it up today, so I plan on reprinting that and taking another look at it. Now,
just in your own time, man.
Yeah. Well, the
what do you got?
So, what do you think about the Glock 43? Now, you were talking about a small, and why would you go with a Ruger? And I'm curious about this. Why would you go with a Ruger when you could go with a Glock 42? I thought you were a Glock 42 guy. Do you prefer the Ruger?
Actually, I had just bought the LCP, and Glock came out with the 42 after the fact.
Right.
So, surprise.
So you already had the gun bought, and you weren't going to buy another one. That makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy another pocket gun for no reason, man.
Now, what do you think about the Glock 43, the 6-shot 9mm little itty bitty Glock?
It's perfect for what it is, hands down. You know, like I stated, like with the 48, it's kind of a niche gun,
right,
for Glock. And as I understand it, it was frame-sized to fit the majority of female hands that, you know, have medium-ish to smallish hands. But they nailed it. They did a really good job.
Well, I'm thinking I need to acquire me a little gun for the times that I'm going to have to carry a little gun. But then right. That means I've got to train with a little gun too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing. I'm not looking forward to have to, deliver a sucker punch with a bang at the end of it.
Right.
You know, with that LCP, but that's what it's going to boil down to.
Now, here's a question for you. Now, we're both 62 years old. You still seem very physically capable, but since we're 62 years old and we both have a little mileage on our frames, are in an event where somebody comes up and there's a little bit of disparity of force, are you just going to default to a firearm?
Yeah, so I made that decision a long time ago, and I'll tell you why, dude. I have been beat up beyond the realm all my life.
Right.
And I'm not going to have some dirtbag put his hands on me and hurt me. I used to laugh about it because I never really thought it through. But when I stopped and I really thought it through, I understood that kind of like the older I get, the more dangerous I get.
Right.
Because I'm not going to let anyone hurt me. I don't go out of my way to interfere or injure anyone else. I expect to be treated the same way, and I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to be a victim. And if I can help somebody else, so be it.
Right.
You know?
I've long said that the older people are far more dangerous than younger people are, as far as where their mind goes and what they're willing to do at any given time. I've said that a lot.
Right.
That's the way I am. That's the way I am.
We're not so afraid of sentencing.
Right. I don't know that that would be the case. I would.
Hey, it was a joke.
It was a good joke. It was a very good joke. I mean, for us, life is what? Maybe 15, 20 years. So
yeah, maybe.
Joke's on you guys. Go ahead, sentence me to life. Super Dave Harrington, he is the chief instructor and creator of Combat Speed LLC. And he's just recently, he's getting back into the training, and I'm sure the website will go up soon. He's already put up the Facebook page. If you want to find him, you got some questions for him, you want to tell him to start teaching again, get him all revved up, go to S. Dave Harrington on Facebook, look him up there, and, you know, go start with it there. Of course, right now, he's still showing up here every day, especially the part where he has to do me the learning. I like it when I get the learning. The learning is always entertaining.
Well, actually, dude, since you brought that up, dude, I feel like I owe you an apology.
Well, we got 7 seconds. You can apologize in the next segment. Okay?
I didn't think that through.
Okay, well, just hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to S. Dave Harrington from CombatSpeed.com. I don't mind that you gave me a little bit of learning. It's always an educational thing for me, Dave.
Yeah, but, you know, having gone through that experience, I could have cut you some slack up in front of these. That's all.
I mean, it
worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did. And the thing about this is, now, is your method, now, is the Super Dave method, I'm going to suppose that has evolved over time. I'm going to bet back in the early days you did not have the holster that you really like now, and you weren't shooting the gun that you were going to end up shooting. So your whole method has undergone certain evolutions as time has gone on, hasn't it?
I would say negative, bro.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
This might sound pretty crazy. One, I didn't know I was going to make it this far. Two, I've always known or done what I've wanted to do with my guns and gear.
Right.
Always. I mean that to my benefit. Now, I'm walking a fine line here. You don't want to, if you make a change, you want to leave that change in place long enough to recognize whether it is going to work for you or against you. That's an experience-based thing. You're just going to have to figure those out. However, when I find something I like, I stick with it.
Right.
I don't change it. And that's why I still run basic frictional contact Tydex and a stock Glock G45.
Right.
But anyway, the fact of the matter is, you've got to put the time in on the guns and gear.
Right.
That's what escapes a lot of people.
Yep.
And this program, the cool thing about this program that you brought up is the simple fact that when I recognized there was not a shred of evidence or mention of how to shoot in it.
Right.
I was like, yeah, this is what I've been talking about for a while. Something you do, you don't speak to it. If you speak to it, you shoot it. Period. So I started from entry level to your average bear to an intermediate level and certainly an advanced level. in respect to how I structured the working exercises, in respect to the various gun handling tasks that you're going to be required to perform at some point in time.
Right.
And there are quite a few of them. So what I did was kind of codified them and daisy chained them together, and I did some different stuff. Predominantly, you can take the same setup and do five different exercises off the same setup.
Right.
Right hand, left hand, both hands, right hand only, both hands, left hand only. There's any number of ways to skin a cat.
Right.
But it's, I had to stop it where it's at, because it is like an exponential formula. And once you get the gist of that formula, you'll understand how to begin to daisy chain your own exercises together.
Right.
For more advanced purposes. As a matter of fact, I'm considering providing material that will backstop what I just said.
Right.
But it's certainly not for your average bear, but dig this, man. If the average bear never sees it, he's never going to know it exists.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm just going to, but I don't want, the hazard is I need to kind of come up with a disclaimer, because I don't want them going out setting these exercises up and trying to pull them off without really understanding the inherent danger of them due to their complexity.
Right.
You understand? Did I even make any sense?
Yes. Believe it or not.
Almost confusing yourself. Yeah. I'm like, hey, whoa, man. Did that just come out of my mouth?
Right. Right.
But otherwise, things are good.
I'm just, this means that I violate my first principle, though. If I'm going to go with a smaller gun for the certain purpose, for the niche, as you say, that means that I got to do two separate types of training. Because even training with the niche gun, I almost need to be training with the type of clothing I'm going to be wearing with the niche gun, don't I?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that whole scenario, man. You're going to have to, rehearse that whole scenario at some point.
Now, you have the 48. What is the round capacity on the 48?
I knew you'd ask me that.
It's got to be 10. No, it's not 7. Not the 48.
I don't know, dude.
Hang on a minute.
I'd have to take it out of the safe.
No,
right
don't
now.
Don't look. Don't do that. Let me just pull it up. I've got this computer thingy right here. 10 round magazine.
All right. Well, then, cool.
And it looks like it's about the size of a Glock 19 in overall size. It's just slimmer.
Yes, I believe that's exactly what they call it—a slimline.
Yeah.
Gun or something.
Yeah.
But
see, the 10 rounds. I'm just trying to figure out. Would I rather have the really small Glock 48, 43 rather, or could I get by with the 48? And how come I don't see the 40, I see the 40, 48,
I would
48
get the,
MSA.
Okay, dude.
Yeah?
Here's my stat.
Yeah.
Get the 43. More compact.
Right.
The 48 is too long. The slide is too long.
Right.
And it's actually, for me, because of the size of my hands, it's actually a little front heavy. It doesn't balance in my hands well with one hand on the gun.
Right.
For its size. I mean, I shoot it well. It's no big deal. But, you know, just those are just finer observations. But I would get the 43 and rock on. Now, dig this. If you don't have a 43 and haven't spent the money yet, compare a 43 to your 26 and make the decision there.
Well, the 43X looks like a smaller 26 to me. Shorter barrel with the full-size grip.
Right.
I like that. That's pretty good. I think that might be what I do. That might be the way I go. Pretty good stuff. Are you getting on the road or anything anytime soon on anything, or will you just be sort of still doing what you've been doing?
No, I'm working on this project for a little while.
Gotcha. And you'll be
able to try to keep the drama down.
Gotcha. And you'll be available next week for our usual
Roger that.
Combat pistol craft skull session, that kind of thing.
Roger that.
Roger that.
Will do.
Yes, sir. As Dave Harrington, find him on Facebook, Combat Speed LLC. Keep an eye out for that. That's coming back soon. I have no doubt about that. Combat pistol craft right here exclusively on Lock and Load. And occasionally, I do have to get the learnings, but that's fine. This is like if you're in the classroom with me and you're getting the learnings with me, I'm okay with it. I have no issues with it at all. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is going to be writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops. Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.